This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Checkpoint Intimates.
Yes, you are listening to Checkpoint Intimates, where two members of the Checkpoint team get one-on-one and get real intimate about a topic. My name is Cameron, and today I'm joined by the lovely Elliot.
Yeah, always. I'm always here.
And I, you know, I always call you lovely, I think, don't I?
Well, I am lovely.
Maybe I'm just kind with my words.
Now, we all know for a fact that is untrue.
Wow. It's like I've made a name for myself for being the mean one. and I relish in it consistently. Now, today we're going to be talking about an interesting topic. We're talking about celebrities and their likeness being used in games. Sometimes it's deliberate. Sometimes celebrities have endorsed this. Sometimes it is not.
Sometimes they're just kind of thrown in there and they kind of don't like it.
And sometimes it's they'll use their actual name and it is, yes, this is that character. And sometimes, you know, it's like they do that thing where they just change the start of the name and rather than Cameron, it's, oh, this is Bamron from Beck Point.
The famous Bamron from Beck Point.
Yeah. And he's here, he's tall and he's mean, but he's nothing like that Cameron from Checkpoint.
No.
He's a completely different person.
No, of course.
And that falls into some dubious waters sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes it gets into that kind of legal territory, and we've seen those kind of lawsuits happen in the past. But the reason we want to talk about this topic specifically is because of a really funny example. The recent Shaq Fu game that released, like a month ago?
Yeah.
So that
Which
game...
Which uses the likeness of Shaq already.
Yeah, it already uses the likeness of Shaq, but, you know, it has forever and always. Obviously, Shaq is on board with that. It is within the name of the game.
You'd have to hope he was.
Yeah.
Otherwise, that's a really awkward
conversation.
Imagine
if he wasn't informed.
Yeah, he's like, wait, what? There's a game about me? What?
But obviously, this kind of thing isn't new territory, but what is a bit weird is that the new Shaq Fu game has Barack Obama in it.
Yep.
I don't know why.
I've always wanted to go to ancient Chinese mythology to do Kung Fu and meet Barack Obama.
Yeah. No, it's Shaq Fu. You're doing Shaq Fu.
Don't. I did not subscribe for this.
Well, you know, it's there, so I took it.
Right, okay. So, yeah, so... Barack has been added. In what sense is he added to the game?
Oh, he's just becomes a character within the game.
So you can
play
him?
Do you think I play Shaq Fu?
Well,
I don't
know. You come to me with this knowledge of Barack Obama in a game. Is he playable or is he like an NPC?
I assume he's playable, but
right.
I don't know that for a fact.
Okay, so you can grab the past president, not our president, but the past president and beat up some mythical Chinese creatures.
What I find so interesting about this news is surely nobody, who reaches out to Barack Obama? Like, where do you make that contact? Who says, we want you in our game? Or do they just do it?
But did they?
Yeah.
Because I don't think they did reach out.
No, probably not.
You don't
not.
Need to. To use an example from the LGBT community, RuPaul's Drag Race has a episode every season called Snatch Game. And in Snatch Game, they appear as real-life people on the show. But there's certain rules about who they can and can't. And quite often people will turn up saying, I'm going to do this person. They're told, you can't do that person. Number one, it can't be a fictional character. Because there are a whole bunch of copyright laws around that.
Mm.
But there's no copyright laws around using a real life person. Does that make sense?
But why?
Because you can't, you're not copyrighting
what
yourself.
What about like as issues
as you're
of
not,
libel
as,
and stuff like that?
As long as you're not slanderous, I believe you're fine. So this is quite interesting because we look at Rockstar.
Yes.
This is probably the most famous one that was used. Rockstar had a character in its game that was, you know, an it girl who was running away from paparazzi and wasn't the best level, let's say. It was a bit skeezy with the kind of sex tape angle that was going on with it that just made me go, ugh. But her likeness was very close to Lindsay Lohan, Lilo.
So close that almost guaranteed that character was Lindsay Lohan just given a different name.
Yeah, they could have put an asterisk beside it going, when you meet her, asterisk, it's Lindsay Lohan, yeah. And no one would be shocked.
No.
Like, it was very obvious.
Yes.
So, Lindsay, good mate Lindsay, we're on first name basis apparently, she obviously wasn't too keen on this. Because
no.
The character is not treated the best way in the game. And, you know, it paints her in a certain picture being associated with this product that she hasn't endorsed herself. And so she sued.
Yep.
She sued because, you know, the likeness was so close, it was so obvious.
Yeah, it was uncanny.
They had taken her likeness for their profit. It was a 4-year-long lawsuit.
Yep.
And it was eventually rejected, unfortunately for her.
Unfortunately for Lindsay, she did not win this particular case.
Yeah, and it's not the first. She's not the only person who has ever done it. I remember Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
M. Bison in the old Street Fighter games,
mm-hmm.
who was a boxer. Mike Tyson was, you know, pretty aware of that and didn't like that. And so his name got changed to Balrog. To distance himself from that.
See, I only played the old school ones, and it's all M. Bison for me.
Yeah, I think he's Balrog now, I think.
Okay.
I think so. Yeah.
So they've like caved under pressure. They've almost admitted that they've stolen his likeness by doing that.
I think that's him. Or is M. Bison the big boss who wears the cape? Anyway, the boxer
asking
in it...
Asking the hard-hitting questions.
The boxer that was in Street Fighter was very clearly based on
Mike Tyson.
And there was a boxer in Punch-Out that was also based on Mike Tyson.
Mm-hmm.
And he didn't like either of them, obviously, because they were kind of grotesque caricatures of him.
Yeah.
You know, a bit rabid, a bit animalistic.
Sure.
And it was edging on that kind of a little bit of a racist tone to how those characters have been painted. So obviously he didn't like that, and they got rid of those as well. It's happened a few other times.
Do you remember when Ali from The Last of Us, and remind me the name of the actress who
Ellen Page
came out.
Ellen
and
Page
she was very
came out
against
and she was angry.
Ali because she believed that Naughty Dog had stolen her likeness, not only the visuals but also the actual voice actor they got.
Very similar voice
to Ellen Page.
Because it was around the time that Ellen Page was releasing Beyond Two Souls.
Well, she wasn't releasing it.
Well, no, but like she was working with
David
Cage.
She was involved with it, yeah.
Yeah, but she had worked quite closely with him because she believed it was the future of gaming. and there was her and Willem Dafoe? Yeah, Willem Dafoe.
That sounds right to me.
I'm suddenly like, is his first name Willem? I know it's Dafoe is right. But They were both like the poster children for that. They used their proper faces, their recognizable faces. But Ellie was very close to that. And people genuinely thought...
Oh, yeah.
That Ellen Page was in that as well.
To this day, I still think there are people out there who believe Ellen Page is in The Last of Us.
I think you could tell people and be like, oh, yeah, that's Ellen Page. And no one would blink.
No.
I'd be like, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, that makes sense.
But did Naughty Dog do this on purpose? Like, we're looking at the Lindsay Lohan Grand Theft Auto comparison and saying, yeah, obviously they took her and they used it for their own purpose. But was this a happy accident, a coincidence? Was it?
It's tough because it could be an accident, but at the same time, her image was used at a very peak point for her in her career. She was kind of everywhere.
Yep.
She was a big name. It was around
Inception.
Yeah. And so people were like, we love Ellen Page. So did they go, that's a character, that's a face that people love. Let's base our character off that rather than like, let's put Ellen Page in our game. They're like, let's use her as inspiration. And where does inspiration end and, you know, being...
Stealing identity.
It's a tough area. Like,
it
you exist
a
in a
one,
public space. It's that whole thing. Like, if someone takes a photo of you on the street, you can't stop them. They're allowed to because you're in a public space. But if someone takes a photo of you inside a building, you're allowed to stop them. It's weird.
By any means necessary.
Okay, no, we don't endorse that here at Checkpoint. I'm not submitting to that either. What are you doing to me today?
What?
You're running me around. But yeah, so this is one of those times where it's been like, you know, Bamron from Beck Point.
Yep.
Where it's very obviously, you know, It's not them, but it's them.
Mm.
But there are times as well, like Obama, which, you know, it might not be that they've used him exactly, but it's Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And sometimes people endorse that. People love that. People want to get involved. You look at things like sports games, Cristiano Ronaldo, The Rock in the WWE games, or is he
Cristiano.
Who did I say?
Cristiano? I don't know.
I don't know.
It just sounded Ronaldo. Wrong. Whatever you said sounded wrong to me.
Because I was saying a sports name out of my... No. Ronaldo, he's used in the FIFA games, as well as a lot of other soccer players who I'm going to admit I don't know their names. Ronaldo is the most famous right now.
What about Ronaldinho? I remember him because they have similar names.
And Beckham.
Yeah.
But I only know him because he
married a Spice
Girl.
We're so good at sports, aren't we?
Yeah, but my reference to Beckham is literally that he married Posh. But these other celebrities, like a lot of sports games, will use people who are recognizable.
Yes.
And that that's part of the deal that is signed with the sports team to use that team in the game.
Yep.
You get those likenesses.
It's kind of cross promotion, isn't it?
Yeah, yep. It's always going to happen. And it's the same with the WWE and WWF, I think is the other one. Yeah, WWF. Those two, these people, it's the cross promotion. You agree to do it. You get your face scanned. You go in the game.
Yep.
Yeah. But there are some other games where celebrities have popped up and it's been a little, not jarring, but weird. And
oh, yeah.
We've talked a little bit already in the main show today, which you can listen back to, about licensed music. And we talked a lot about Saints Row, and especially mm-hmm. Saints Row the third.
Yep.
And we're going to talk about it again, because this has really weird... There's two weird moments. So... I think one is in 3 and one's in 4, actually, sorry. So the one in 3 is Burt Reynolds. Burt Reynolds turns up as the mayor of Steelport.
Mayor Burt Reynolds. Like, with his actual name, too. Like,
yeah,
this is
his actual name.
Not just a character. This is Burt Reynolds.
And he references his films. Like,
yep.
This is, you're supposed to believe, the actor Burt Reynolds mm-hmm. became the mayor of Steelport
mm-hmm.
and now hangs out with a sexy lady cop in on his lap.
I mean, wouldn't you?
Every time you meet him. And sends you off on missions to clean up Steelport once you've kind of reached a point that you've dealt with all the baddies. And it's this weird, surreal moment of...
And we can't forget about Keith David either.
Well, I think Keith David's in the fourth one and not the third one.
Keith David is a recurring character. And so I believe he's in both.
The actor Keith David, he eventually becomes your vice president in the fourth one before the world is, you know, overrun and you flee to space.
Mm-hmm.
But it's these actors kind of breaking, and they reference the fact that that's who they are. Like, they are Keith David and Burt Reynolds. And it's this weird line where you go, it's very fourth wall breaking.
Mm-hmm.
But you think of things like actors who go into different fields, and you go, you know, is it that crazy, I guess? Is it?
I mean, Saints Row is deliberately crazy, so I think it's not crazy in the context of it's Saints Row.
I think of things like, do you remember in Ocean's 12?
No.
Okay, so in Ocean's 12, the movie, Julia Roberts, her character the entire time, people keep referencing how she looks like her, don't you think? And they're like, yeah, yeah, she really looks like her. But no one ever comments on what it is. And then at the very end, they're like, to Julia Roberts' character, they're like, you need to pretend to be her. You need to pretend to be her so we can do this. And they're like, okay. And they do a call and you're not like, who is she supposed to be? And then the characters like get a call at this hotel and they're like, she's coming. And they're like, who? And like, Julia Roberts is coming. And so the entire movie, they've been referencing the fact that Julia Roberts, the actress, her character
looks like Julia Roberts.
And so then she pretends to be Julia Roberts. And then they run into Bruce Willis, who is Bruce Willis. And they like, Bruce Willis is like, Julia. And they pretend to be friends. And then they call the real Julia Roberts. And they're like, are you in Italy or wherever they are? And she's like, no, I'm in America. And it's her being herself, but then she's a character being her as well. It's so weird. But I love it. And I'd love to see something like that in a game.
That is weird. I don't even know where to start with that.
I love that moment. And it's this kind of meta fourth wall breaking that I think would be great if you had a character who the entire game, their likeness was being used. Like, let's say Ellen Page. Mm-hmm. The entire game, this character looks like Ellen Page. And then finally, they pretend to be Ellen Page.
Like, it would be interesting.
I just think that would be so hilarious.
Yeah. And I think I wouldn't want it from The Last of Us, though. No, that probably, game's a bit too serious for maybe that kind of plot
I don't
point.
Think anyone in The Last of Us is going to turn around and be like, oh my God, Ellen
it's
Page.
Ellen Page.
I loved you in Inception and Hard Candy. Like, no one's going to turn around and do that in The Last of Us. But I think,
it's all about Juno.
I think it would be a...
what?
I don't... Oh, you're killing me today. But I think that'd be a fun thing to kind of... It's like a, you know, nudge, nudge, wink, wink about
yeah
the industry and
there's
the use of
likeness. There's definitely
certain
games that could get away with it and certain games that couldn't.
And in terms of, like, lines, there is also, like, we've seen with Broforce. Is it
oh,
Broforce?
Yeah.
Yeah, Broforce.
So Broforce is, like, it's a cool indie game, action platformer. And basically the whole idea of Broforce is that there's a huge array of playable characters, but they're all taking celebrity likenesses and using the bro name. So, for instance, you'll have Indiana Brones, who is Indiana Jones, or you'll have Rambro, who is Rambo. And so they take all these characters and they chuck it into the Broforce universe, and there you are playing, like, this co-op action platformer game, exploding enemies and just having, like, an action movie moment. But you're playing as these iconic characters. So that's like their whole shtick. If it wasn't for this kind of using celebrity likeness thing, then Broforce wouldn't exist.
I think as well, this is one of those important lines where it's that I'm not sure where they stand legally on this because, as I said before, they're playing a character that is copyrighted.
Yes. But Rambro isn't copyrighted. Rambo is.
Yeah, but it's that thing of like... Bamron, like...
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's obvious, but still, maybe that's all it needs to get that kind of out of legal hot water.
Yeah, and it's an interesting legal area, and I find it's just such a...
do we need, like, a lawyer as part of the Checkpoint team to answer these, like, hard questions?
So we can find out what is the standing, and when do they go too far? There's that whole thing, like, you can't use more than... I think it's, like... 10% of a song if you're doing, like, podcasting or YouTubing.
Yeah, because then you have to purchase the license.
Yeah, and it's like if you use, like, a clip of, like, The Simpsons or something, you can only use, like, something that would equal 10% of that episode.
Mm-hmm.
And if you use more than that, you must purchase the
It's probably
the
less than 10%. 10% seems like a good chunk, doesn't it?
It might be 5%. I know it's lower than 10.
Either way, don't listen to whatever we're saying.
Research it yourself before you decide, well, I'll just use, like... 3 minutes because that's 10%. No, don't do that. But it's that. What do we gain in games for using these likenesses?
Well, I think Broforce is a very obvious one. They gain notoriety from it, right? Like, how many action platformers are there on the market? A bunch. How many utilize, you know, these well-known characters and repurpose them for their own universe? Well, very few. So all of a sudden, you have this game that's getting attention that it may otherwise not have gotten. Now, in Broforce's case, it's actually a good game. I'm glad that they did this because it brought a good game to a lot of people's attention.
Yeah.
As far as other games, like, why do they do it? Sometimes it's because they can. So stuff like Saints Row and Call of Duty, you know, Call of Duty has, as you mentioned earlier to me, Cameron, it has Kit Harington, Kevin Spacey, Angela Bassett, all these actual celebrities within the game. And yeah. I think Call of Duty just does it. Because they have the power to do it, right?
Well, it's that thing, right? So what they would do is they would take the exact faces, motion cap, and put them onto these characters rather than, you know, make new characters and just have them voiced. There was very clearly using these well-known actor faces for marketing. And I find it quite interesting that Kit Harington was the last time they did this and they kind of stopped. No, Angela Bassett, I think, was the last time they did it. And they stopped. They just went, oh, maybe this isn't worth it.
Didn't
maybe
work for them?
Maybe people don't care about seeing Kevin Spacey come and give me robotic arms.
Maybe.
Like, and then you also have to tie into the fact, and here's a big thing. You have to then tie into the fact of what happens if something happens to that actor's standing. Look at Kevin Spacey and what happened with him and the fact that he's fallen from grace in a big way, you know, as he should. But because of that, that's now marred their game. You look at that, you see Kevin Spacey, you think of what he's gone through. But dare I say, the people playing Call of Duty may not be most up to date with what's happening in celebrity gossip. But
you underestimate the knowledge of Call of Duty players.
Maybe I don't.
Maybe you don't.
Exactly. We don't know. I can't speak for on their behalf. But
that exact same situation can be applied to anything, right? Like a TV show or a movie or whatever, and then the celebrity goes on to do terrible things.
But it does happen.
Yeah, of course.
People are edited out of movies because of stuff that's happened. Like, they reshot an entire film that Kevin Spacey was in to just remove his scenes.
Yeah.
And they got, they hired a new actor, shot all of his scenes again, and he was gone from it.
Yeah, it's fascinating. I remember the first time I watched Parks and Recreation, I was always like, this is such a humble and awesome cast. And then you rewatch it, and it's like, oh, they have Louis C.K. Like, he used to be awesome, and then there was that terrible, terrible thing he did.
Yeah, right. And it's that thing of marring upon a celebrity face. So do you risk putting in this face for that wow factor and then have someone who can, an outside source that can then affect your game?
Yeah. I don't know that this, like, that would factor in too much. I imagine if you can get celebrity endorsement, you take it. Because, like, yes, definitely in this day and age, like, it seems to be cropping up more and more. But, like, it's such a gamble. Like, but, to be able to predict that and to base your decisions on that seems like a stretch.
Doesn't it throw you out of the experience? I'm just saying, I don't see a point in doing it. I don't see why you do it. I see it for something like Broforce.
You don't think any game's done it well.
Broforce, I kind of get what they're doing there, right?
Sure.
The tongue-in-cheek. I think outside of tongue-in-cheek, there's no reason to be doing this.
So you're all for Shaq Fu, Barack Obama. You're all for Broforce.
I'm not. I wouldn't say I'm for Barack Obama and Shaq Fu, but I'm not sitting here going, "Ooh, that was a bad decision."
But you don't like the real celebrities even mo-capped into games.
I don't like real celebrities mo-capped into games. I didn't pick up Beyond Two Souls, and having William Dafoe and Ellen Page as the faces of these games didn't make me go, oh, I want to play that because I love these actors. I'd go see a movie with Ellen Page in it because I'm there for the performance.
I think I was with you until you brought up that example, because I was totally willing to play
but
Beyond Two Souls
only
because
of Ellen
Page.
Only
no,
because of
not
them.
Not only, but it was a it was something that encouraged me for sure.
But then I feel like I'm torn out of it. It's like seeing a teacher at the supermarket. You're like, you don't belong here.
So get back to school.
So when Kit Harington turns
how
up,
how long
has it
been since you've been to school, Cam?
Don't. When Kit Harington turns up on the moon and stabs you and leaves you there to die, I'm like, aren't you from Game of Thrones? What are you doing here? Why are you here, mate? Like, it just takes you out of the moment. I'm not feeling that moment. I'm not going, oh, I'm getting stabbed by this character. I'm there going, oh, I'm getting stabbed by Kit Harington. I'm getting stabbed by Jon Snow.
Also, fun fact, sometimes celebrities don't make for the best voice actors, even if they're good actors. So,
because he was terrible, wasn't he?
I don't know.
I believe he was actually awful, as was Peter Dinklage.
Peter Dinklage definitely was not particularly.
However, I feel like, a side note, I think that we're in the age of discovering that maybe Peter Dinklage isn't that good an actor. He just got a really good role on Game of Thrones.
I do love him in Game of Thrones, though.
But have you seen anything else that you did?
No, I haven't seen anything else with him.
No,
like, period.
I've seen him in other stuff, and every time I'm like, what's going on? I thought you were a good actor. And I just think that, I think Tyrion was just such a good role for him. Anyway, that's a huge side note. But yeah, I don't see a point in getting this famous celebrity name and mo-capping them into your game. Do you?
No. I think there's definitely money better spent elsewhere.
Yeah, like maybe spend some more
and I think
time
a lot
on development
of game,
because you'd have to pay them a fair bit as
well. Yeah, I think a lot of game developers agree, and that's why we don't see it that frequently, right? We've only brought up a few examples. Imagine all the games that don't have that in it. So I don't think it's like a trend that's going out like crazy.
There is one example I want to bring up just before we finish that I think was done quite well. And that, do you remember Brutal Legend?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so Brutal Legend wasn't
Jack Black.
Wasn't the greatest. No, but it wasn't Jack Black because he wasn't playing himself. And the character didn't really look like Jack Black. He looked like what Jack Black wished he looked like. He was a bit more barrel-chested. and that game, again, was a bit tongue-in-cheek, and it wasn't very well received, but that's for other reasons. But it featured a lot of heavy metal icons in it, and it had Ozzy Osbourne in there as a character in this like dark world that you went to.
Yep.
And that's, I think, a time where, again, it's a little tongue-in-cheek, but it's used quite well. It's used in such a way that it's an homage to a theme. The theme was heavy metal music and the metal scene. And by referencing the fact that Ozzy Osbourne was there, it brought you into that world. It showed you a love for what was happening. That's a time, I think, where it was done right.
I think that's a good example, for sure. Yep. Can be done well. can be done bad, badly, can be very, like, lawsuit heavy too.
It can be lawsuit heavy in a big way. You've got to be real careful about that. Like, oh, it's just don't do it sometimes, maybe.
Mm, just be careful.
Maybe Rockstar, maybe when you're doing your next game, yeah, don't do any celebrities in it.
Or do. I don't know.
But we don't need it.
Although the drama unfolding about the Lindsay Lohan scandal was kind of fun for me.
Yeah, I don't think she really... I think she sold more games because it just put that game in the public eye for so long.
Maybe that's what it is.
You will do the lawsuit because we know we'll win, but, you know, okay. It was all a marketing ploy.
Yeah, brilliant.
Well, we can never be sure, but for now, I think we've made very clear our stance on this. I'm definitely against your
I'm like your living in a world of chaos.
Yeah, so... you're like everything's just flying around over on your side. Yeah. On my side, everything's in order and no one gets to do it. Well, Elliot, thank you for joining me on Checkpoint Intimate.
Thanks,
today.
Cameron.
Thank you for listening, and you can always check back with us next week for more Checkpoint and Checkpoint Intimate.
Do it.
This has been a Joycast of Checkpoint for Joy 94.9. If you like this podcast, please rate us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.